The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the host and the guests do not necessarily reflect the views of Praise 107.9 or its parent company, Delmarva Educational Association.
Dear Millennials, the wait is over. A show for us, by us. This is The Darren Mason Show.
I want God. All I ever wanted was God. And I don't want to give him second best. I want God. All I ever wanted was God. Yeah.
I don't want a form of God.
I want God. I want to give him my second best. I want God. See, I want to
live life,
treat everybody right. And I want to look like him, precious in his sight.
Show for us, by us. This is the Darren Mason Show.
For Darren Mason, and you are tuned into the hottest Saturday night show on the radio. And of course, we have a fun-filled show for you today, where we will talk about faith, family, finances, with a whole lot of fun. And so, you know, of course, we got to start off the show, as always, by saying thank you to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who's the head of my life, and to my beautiful family, my wife, Sabrina, who's right here holding down with me, and to our kids, DJ and Dalia Mason, and to the village, my mama, daddy, auntie, uncle, sister, brothers, cousins, and to you, our radio fam, for choosing to ride out with your boy on this Saturday night. So, we got to go to the Darren's go-to song of the week. And this song is just really in line of everything that I believe that we're going to discuss on tonight. And this is none other than Tasha Cobbs Leonard featuring Nicki Minaj. Ready.
Eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard the kind of blessings that's about to fall on me. Woo. 'Cause victory is here. Kick defeat out the door. God's gonna know.
Jet ski, 'cause I serve a God that parted the Red Sea. Multi-million dollar commercials for Pepsi, from food stamps to more ice than Gretzky. I don't gotta talk, the Lord defends me. I watched them all fall for going against me. 'Cause me and all my angels shot the devil up. While you was trying to pull me down, I leveled up. I leveled up twice, I leveled up three times. He tapped them and told them she's mine. So even when I cried, I knew I'd be fine. Prepared for a miracle blessing in these times. Now praise them, raise them, name it, claim it. Every tongue that rises up against me, shame it. I breathe success in and out my lungs. Got the power of life and death coming out my tongue.
That was none other than Tasha Cobbs, Leonard, featuring Nicki Minaj with Getting Ready. So, you know I got to check in with the sisters on the show. Sisters, check in with me. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hey. Hey, everybody.
Hey.
No, we going to start that over. That, nah.
We are blessed.
That ain't how we do it right
today.
We
going to
start
you,
over.
Lord.
Sisters, I need y'all to check in at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. What's
hey,
up,
Lord.
Sis?
Lord.
Y'all act like y'all know who we serve in this place. All right, so I need y'all, we're going to do something new. So I want y'all to go live, and I need y'all to check in and let me know who's checking in on your social media.
All right, well, you already know I'm already live. And on my social media page, I had Pastor Claude Cheatham. He is a new pastor. Yes,
Young
he is
Bishop.
A new pastor in, I believe, Winter Park in Orlando for
him and his beautiful wife.
Yes, family. Bethel Baptist. Shout out to Bethune-Cookman University.
Oh, boy.
You know, they're Wildcats. I also want to shout out to my pastor in Daytona, Pastor John Paul McGee, who's on my live right now. Hey, Pastor McGee. Go ahead.
Who you guys, Mr. Mo?
Oh, I have my best friend, Jawan, my bestest friend, Ray Freeney, my niece's godmother, Jay, and LaShawn. Hey, y'all.
All right, well, let me tell you who's checking in with me. I got Mr. D. Williams, none other than Dr. Shannon Carter with Cover for Success, Mr. Jesus, Big Bro, Mel Torrin, Miss Pamela Mount from Tallahassee, Florida, Leon County is checking in, Deshante Thomas, man, what's up, sis? Good to see you. And other than my birthday twin, Miss Sunshine, and then my mom, she just said, hey.
Hey, mom.
So that's who's checking in with me, and we want to, of course, thank you for checking in with us. But in the meantime, between time, who's with us right now, Miss Ashante?
Oh, we have a star in the building, okay? She is a boss.
Yes.
A boss in the millennial world. We have Miss Kiara Grover.
Yes.
Yes, awesome. We have her in the building, and, you know, if you stay tuned a little bit, you will get to know more about her.
But in the meantime, who's checking in with you?
So I want to say hi to my father that's listening, my grandmother, my aunt, my niece is probably listening, Cassidy, and all of our users on SL Career Studio that's tuning in from our Facebook and our social media platform. Some of my clients like Three's Company, T-Posh Naturals, Freedom Landscape and Lawn Maintenance.
Okay.
So I just want to give a shout out to them.
Right.
Shout out to them.
Hey, Power Moves on over here.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm talking about. Okay. You know what time segment we in? That's Sis, Let's Chat.
You know, it's the livest segment.
We're going to do it better, right? We're going to do it poll.
It's the livest segment on the show.
And see which one.
Sis, let's chat. Sorry, Simone. You already know I always do this to you.
I'm on the segment, too, so it is the livest
segment.
That's right. This is the livest segment of the show, and it's called Sis, Let's Chat. And, of course, it's with the sisters of the show. And whenever we need a male perspective, we will call Brother Darren in. But today, our focus is... After the storm, are you ready? So I'm gonna first, before we even dive down to it, I want Kiara to kind of talk a little bit more about her, so when people hear her talk, they know where, you know, her point of view is coming from. So go ahead, Kiara.
So again, my name is Kiara Groover. I'm the creative director of SL Career Studio. We focus on career and entrepreneurship development. So when we're on the radio today, we're going to talk about all of the tools that you need in order to, you know, get funding and being ready for that stage.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. So, let you know, Simone, you already know I always start with you. Give me your perspective on this topic.
Okay, so can you read the focus one more time for me, please?
Of course. After the storm, are you ready?
After the storm, are you ready? So, if we're being completely transparent,
of course,
sometimes I would say no, I'm not ready, because you know you always have that spirit of fear and doubt, because it's like, okay, I went through the storm, I've been through the storm, but am I really done going through this storm?
Right.
Is what I desire next, is it coming? Like, you always have that in you, but you have to get ready in order to be ready.
Yeah.
That's right, Simone. If I could snap my fingers and clap my hands, I would. Kiara, go ahead and give me your perspective.
So I teach a segment at Clark Atlanta University, Be On The Ready. So if you're always on the ready, you don't have to get ready. So a lot of times we want these things, but we're not mentally, physically, spiritually ready for those opportunities. Amen. So a lot, you know, when you're going through the storm, you also have to still get mentally prepared for what is coming next. So I think that, you know, me and Darren had this conversation about, are you ready? And a lot of times for me, I hold back on certain opportunities because of, I'm constantly thinking, am I ready? Am I going to be able to deliver? If I reach out to this person or that person or this opportunity, will I be able to deliver what I say I want to do? It's not so much of fear, but I have to make sure that I'm able to deliver whatever I'm promising this person.
Amen. Mm-hmm. That was a lot. From a spiritual sense for me, before I go to Darren, because y'all know when we go to Darren, Darren's going to give us a preacher word. But from a spiritual sense for me, like you guys said, like I don't think that I'm always ready for what God has for me, especially when he's taking us through the real deep dive, all that bad storm. Of course, I'm not ready for it. But I appreciate when I go through the storm because we come out way better than how we went in. So I'm gonna say no, I'm never ready for I'm never ready for the storm, but I do appreciate the storm because I know I'm gonna come out cleaner. Go ahead, Pastor Bishop Darren.
So after the storm, are you ready? And so for me, you know, it just went straight to the story of Noah. You know what I'm saying? Of just like where like God gives you something, like God gives you a vision, and sometimes it is the thing that you don't even expect. Right. And it's like, what? Right. You know, if you think about Noah, he was the drunken man. You know, he was just all over the place. Mm-hmm. You know, his relationship with his sons was kind of questionable. So he's not the ideal person who you think that, you know, would be used in that time. You know what I'm saying? But God still gave him a calling. God still gave him assignment. But it was relevant to what was about to happen. Right. And so sometimes that we have everything that we need in that moment, but we feel like we don't. But he gives you what you need in that time, because what his assignment was to prepare for something, to make him ready for the flood.
Amen.
And so I really want to get back. I mean,
this conversation. You're right. We gotta come back to it.
But we're gonna go to the old school joint of the week. Real quick, and then we're gonna come back and care. We finna, let's go.
Old school joint of the week.
Created walls, but remember, giant
That was Donna Lawrence with Encourage Yourself, because sometimes in this walk you have to encourage yourself. You know, and in the meantime, we want to get back into this conversation after the storm. Are you ready? Because we just had a storm here, Hurricane Dorian.
He brought the shift.
He brought the whole shift. And so, going back to the conversation, Kiara.
Yes.
So I want you to really kind of go more in depth of why it is important to get ready, and what are some things that our listeners can do with some things that you have for them.
So in regards to why it's important to be ready, especially when you're in business, you're an entrepreneur, you're a small business owner, you might meet someone that has a grand opportunity for you. They might ask, can I have your business plan? But if you don't have your business plan and it's going to take you a week to get the business plan prepared, then you might have missed out on that opportunity. So that's about being on the ready. Even for the individuals that are job seekers, always having a resume ready. I interview a lot of people and then they don't have resumes. So it's important to just always be on the ready, because you never know when that opportunity is going to present itself. You can be in a gas station, a grocery store. You could just be walking down the street. So you always want to be on the ready. Most people have, you know, iPhones, Androids, and having that resume electronically or that business plan electronically on your phone so you can just pull it out at any time, or in your email as well. So, you know, being on the ready, and are you ready mentally? Again, I can't stress this enough about being mentally and spiritually ready. You know, you have to be mentally and spiritually ready for the opportunities that are going to present themselves to you.
So that's good, because, you know, when you get to a point where you're praying, you're fasting, and then the opportunity comes to where you finally get what you're asked for, and then sometimes you may not be mentally prepared. And I remember that when we were having the conversation with Birth SL Career Studios, you want to talk about the time at the house, the grind, like what are some ways, because sometimes we talked about last week about our setbacks, is really for the setup. And yes, sometimes we mentally feel like, okay, this didn't happen, so maybe I'm not supposed to do this. But talk about that time at your mama house when you was getting ready in this birth.
So, yeah, so for me, I just basically decided I was going to be a full-time entrepreneur. So I was going to sacrifice everything. So that meant, okay, if I had to move back with my mother, I was going to sacrifice that. If it meant that, you know, I'm going to not get my hair or nails done, I want to sacrifice that. A lot of times with us as well, we don't want to make the sacrifices in order to get the grand opportunity.
Amen.
So you have to be willing to sacrifice. Now, last year I might have been living with my mother, but now I live in Riverside. Mm. So, you know, you have to be willing to sacrifice, go through the storm, mentally get prepared, because there are going to be challenges when you are your own boss. Just because you're your own boss does not mean that you will not face other challenges. So, again, you know, just mentally being ready for that opportunity and, you know, being able to make the sacrifice. You have to make the sacrifice. So does that answer your question?
Yeah. Because, you know, what really sparked my ears when you said, listen, bro, like I was at my mama's house. I got every book that I could. I stayed there. Like, I didn't eat. Like,
oh, yeah, like, yeah. You're talking about that. Yeah, so, like, yeah, some days I didn't eat. Some days I didn't sleep. Like, my mother and some of my cousins would tell you, like, I was on, like, autopilot. And I literally did not sleep. I did not eat. I did not hang out with my friends. I just went into the books and I studied business. A lot of people, when they meet me, they think I went to school for business. But I did not. I did not go to school for business. So I just studied business. I went to different programs in Jacksonville, like Jax Bridges through the Chamber of Commerce, which is a free program, a business program. I did a lot of things, and I just honed in on my craft, and I perfected my craft.
That's good. That's good. That's and so good. Now, what you got going on now? Like, what can you do now? Where did you just come from?
So, you know, everyone can visit slcareerstudio.com. Again, it's slcareerstudio.com. You can follow us on social media platforms as well. The five tips that I want to give away before we log off is how you can fund a business. So the five ways you can fund a business is, one, accelerators. Mm-hmm. Accelerator programs. And just look these words up. Look them up, because we can't go too in-depth. Venture capital, opportunity funds, angel investors, and business loans. And I put them in the order that you should probably research, because business loans should always be your last option. Don't try to get a business loan immediately. You should try to get angel investors or go through accelerator programs.
Can you just go through real quick those five again?
Okay, sure. So, one, accelerator programs. Two, venture capital. Three, opportunity funds. Four, angel investors. And five, business loans.
That's good. Yeah. And so in that time that you didn't eat, you didn't sleep, like you was grinding, like you was like in that room, like I could literally visualize you doing that, because now when you step in the room, you got some valuable information. Like when you step in the room, you are ready, and not just ready to give a resource, but you're ready for whatever God has for you personally.
Yes.
And so a lot of people, they don't want to get ready. They don't want to, you know, they feel like, well, I lost this job, so I'm going to just watch Netflix all day.
Yeah.
Or I lost this job and I'm going to complain about it all day.
Yes.
Or you have the time, like you're single now, enjoy yourself now.
Yeah.
Because when that time comes and you say that you're ready to get married, you're ready to be a spouse, you're ready to be a boss, you're ready to be a parent, and you didn't take advantage of those times.
Absolutely.
When you were able to.
Right.
When
absolutely.
When God gave you the time and you ain't take advantage of it. And so for me, getting ready is taking advantage of every opportunity that God gives to you right now.
Can I chime in just a second? There's 24 hours in a day. Mm. Break it down by the second. Break it down by the minutes. You know, break it down by the hours. I think it's 724 hours in a month or something. So when you wake up in the morning, especially for the entrepreneurs, schedule out your day. I tell my clients, schedule out from every minute. You should know what you did at 10:30. You should know what you did at 9 o'clock when you woke up. So, you know, just scheduling out the whole day, that's important. And the one thing that I did not mention, but I prayed a lot. I prayed a lot. I read the Bible a lot. And you have to have faith in anything that you do. Either if you want this grand corporate job or you want to start your own business, you have to have faith and you have to pray and you have to believe that God is going to lead you in the direction that you want to go, and ask God to help your actions align with His purpose for your life.
Amen. I wish we had an hour.
Hey, right.
Like, we can keep this conversation going, like, for real.
Right. Maybe if they tune in after the show on live, we can go live. So you guys tune in to live on the Darren Mason Show, and we can go more in depth about this.
Yes, really good. And also how you follow us on Instagram, Darren on the Radio, as well as Facebook, The Darren Mason Show. You will be able to find all of Miss Kiara's information, all her handles, and get that some more tips and connect with our sister for the kingdom. And so until next time, it's time to check out. See you later.
Thank you, Darren. Thank you, everybody. Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in to The Darren Mason Show. We hope that this broadcast was impactful to you and your family. To follow our ministry, visit DarrenAMason.com to stay connected.